Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to ActiveSpirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli. Here we are, week 32 of 2020. This year is amazing in the speed that it is taking and also in the events that are happening. So we are beginning talking about Monday, the 3rd of August, that week, and Pam's going to give us the forecast, and I'll be back with you for a 10-minute meditation. Pam, what is ahead?
Okay, well, August 3rd is the full moon in Aquarius. It's not an eclipse. We're done with the summer eclipses, but it is quite a vibrant full moon and actually very well aspected, with the caveat that I will give you shortly. Anyway, what is happening when we're in full moon energy is we're in gathering and integration energy. So what's being asked of us is to pull together parts of our individual psyche to coalesce on something that we're engaged in. So to translate that, you might be working on a project or something going on in your home or with relationship or self-awareness that is at the full moon coming to a point where you can really integrate something that has been maybe feeling separate from you. And the deal is that we are all connected, all pieces of the universe, good, bad, neutral, indifferent, are pieces of ourselves. And the more that we work on integration and understanding, and the less we kind of push away and disavow or work in a denial frame, the more holistic and able we are to work collectively for the greater good, evolution, whatever terminology you want to use. And here at the Aquarius full moon, we are at one of these high mind moons, full moons, because Aquarius in its crystallized perfection, and all signs have negative and positive attributes, places that we want to stretch to, places that we cling to. There is no like amazing perfect sign any more than there's perfection anywhere except in the present and really acute observation of where we are. So that's a whole other conversation. But the piece about the Aquarius full moon is that it's being lit by the Leo sun. And I consider this not the most important polarity in astrology, but I see it as being very indicative of where we are in consciousness evolution as we're in this period that we call the Age of Aquarius, the kind of baby step entry into full-blown ages. The ages last very long periods of time. And as we're coming off this age in Pisces that we've been in for quite a period of time, millennia, now we're entering into Aquarius energy, and it's dovetailing with the great conjunction that I've talked about that happens in the winter of this year on the solstice, where we move into an age of 200 years where we're going to be focused on air cycle energy with finances, economy, how the world works. And so this particular full moon seems to speak of a lot of individual promise that's fused with the collective energy. Because what Leo is expression of self. It's the divine child energy. It's the, hey, look at me, aren't I wonderful? But I see it as the energy, the spark of the child that enters into the world, and suddenly we are in this place of infinite potential. I mean, when you think about the Christ story, about the baby coming in with the promise of love and peace and universal connection, every child that's born carries that promise, that torch, that potential, which is why each child ideally is loved and welcome. And when our world is like that, that's when we get the world peace. I don't know that it happens before then, but anyway. So what I'm talking about with this full moon is what part of you is unique self-expression that only you can do, and only you can do with a certain kind of magic and expression that's yours alone. And that's what is so celebrated at this Aquarius full moon, because that Leo sun is infusing that full moon with each individual spark of every human being on the planet. And it's every human being's potential, every human being's gift, the reason why each of us are here, from as vibrant as it is with an icon like John Lewis, who died this past week, or as quiet as it is with that neighbor you know who just makes everyone smile when they pass, because the neighbor just gives out a certain kind of very gentle vibration. So it doesn't have to be a big impact, but each of us has a purpose, a reason, a resonance. And so when I look at this millennium, and what we're here to do in the 2000s. I think it's so much about what the individual brings to the collective, and collective recognition of the value of every individual. So anyway, at this particular full moon, there's kind of, as always, fraught energy, because 2020, as Susie opened, is a year of upset, disruption, fraught energy, change, its vibratory purpose. And I think part of that is because it distills down to a four, and this is very much about the work we have not been doing, and now it's time. So at this full moon, when many people are in quarantine or not able perhaps to do the full expression of their unique vibration purpose, why we're here, it's a wonderful time for you to receive or reflect on what that is you bring and do, so that you can recognize it, even if it's not able to be enjoyed or taken in by all the people you would like to touch at this point in time. So on Monday, here's the things to look for. The morning can be very disruptive. It can cause some upsets. It's highly likely there'll be something on the news that has people go, ah! But I could say every day is like that in 2020. But it's just a challenged energy that is out there. So if you're buzzing around doing something, be hyper alert. Even within your home, just be aware of your surroundings, what you're doing, what you're saying, and how it's being received. And then the full moon is exact at 11:59 a.m. all the times I give are Eastern time, so please adjust depending on where you are on the planet. And so that is when we are at full throttle with this full moon energy, after which it starts to quiet down. Doesn't mean we're not still processing and understanding and integrating whatever it was that was kind of revealed to us or culminated. For some of us, it'll be, okay, I'm aiming to achieve this, and this is it's coming together and it's happened by this full moon. That's another way it's expressed and then processed. In the evening, early evening, late afternoon, there's a picture in the sky between Mercury and Saturn, which really emphasizes what I said earlier, the necessity to make sure you're heard as you want to convey. So it's really important when we say words or convey a message that we hear how it's going to be received by the people receiving it. So if you're going to an audience of one or an audience of thousands, it's really important that you make sure that message that you're conveying is a true reflection of what it is you want to express. So that's one reason it's really important. Remember, Leo sun shines and illuminates the Aquarius moon. So when we're in ego places of expression, we're just thinking me, 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 here, me, 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 I, I'm so important. But really what the sun wants to do is get that ego piece out of the way a bit so that we're absolutely crystal clear. What is the essence of the idea, concept, thought that I want to express or say, so that I'm clean and clear about it, and whatever that other piece is that needs to be acknowledged probably will get acknowledged, but it's not the first thing that people see when it comes in the room. So strip away that piece of it and you're in this really clean expression. And that's so important to hold whatever the integrity of the message or the thought is on this day or leading up to this day. On the 4th, the moon goes void, of course, at 5:45 p.m. And the 4th is actually a really bright day for continuing to shine and express whatever it is that is your unique piece that you bring in. It can be a highly playful day, a delightful day. One thing that happens in the early morning is that it's really important that you haven't spread yourself too thin or have too many things going on, because some people can kind of get a little derailed or feel as though they're shooting for something and not quite getting their mark. And you want to be aware that, just to say this, touch on this very briefly, I'm done a longer forecast on this that you can find at my website, insightoasis.com, about the coming Mars retrograde in September. But we're in that shadow space of where Mars will backtrack. So that's why if you've got something in motion, it's really important that there's gas in the car, that you've checked your tires, that you know where, and I'm talking metaphorically, as well as really your car, if you have a car, but make sure your means to carry that message forth has what it needs so that you're not spread too thin, making too many stops and you run out of gas. So at 5:45 p.m., when the moon goes void of course, that afternoon, early evening can be a very delightful time connecting with people, playing games, enjoying life. And there are many ways to do that, even if you feel certain things that you used to like to do are curtailed. It's part of this experience is looking at the small things. It kind of brings us down. I mean, the pandemic is caused by a very tiny microscopic virus, not even said to be alive until it engages with other cells. But I see it as really being symbolic of going down, like distilling down to small essences of things and really understanding like the tiny joys, the things that give us pleasure, the human connections, all those things, so very important. And Leo reminds us, and we're in the weeks of Leo, Leo reminds us of childlike playfulness. Many of us remember back to long summer experiences or experiences when we didn't have the kind of pressure we have as grown-ups, of course. And what is it that we can enjoy that brings us to those childlike delights? And especially important if for some reason you were a child who was denied certain childlike delights. That's why it's so important to revisit and give that to yourself. So at 10:28 p.m., the moon enters the sign of Pisces, and it's in Pisces for a couple of days. And this is a bit more challenging than when the moon was in the sign of Aquarius. I'll also briefly say when the moon is void, of course, we don't want to start things necessarily. It's more of a time of finishing up, staying on projects already in motion, giving yourself meditation or rest time. When the moon goes into Pisces, we are in a arc that has to do with really asking us to get into reflection mode. And I think one of the things that's really important over the next couple of days, looking at the fifth and sixth, is that it's a reminder of everything that we may have learned when Venus was retrograde several weeks ago, which is about alignment with values. And again, that's one of the big subjects with this pandemic energy and social justice, racial justice energy that's coming up for a lot of people. Are you as an individual, do you feel like you're properly aligned with what you value? And if not, how can there be adjustments made? And many people have felt, you know, for instance, that they were working at jobs they didn't really like in order to meet bills or get health insurance. And these things are up for consideration at this point in time, especially as we're on this threshold of what economy, jobs, work environments are going to look like as we go through 2021 and then into 2022. So doesn't have to be solved over the next couple of days, absolutely, but in small ways, if there's something you can do, bring into your life, make happen, that gives you more of a sense of alignment. Maybe it's a new community. Maybe it's a volunteer project. There's all kinds of things that can come up for people that make them feel like, okay, this is making me feel a little more in alignment with what I really value and care about. So on the 7th, the moon goes void, of course, at 8:53 a.m. and very quickly enters the sign of Aries at 9:05 a.m., which brings us into a dynamic weekend, very different energy than that Pisces moon that we just left over the couple of days of reflection, evaluation, maybe feeling a sense of not quite being sure what fit or doesn't fit, and perhaps reconciliation or reevaluation with certain relationships. Once the moon has entered Aries on Saturday, we want to be doing things. We can feel very like, I want to move, I want to make things happen, I want to be in action. And so do those things with consideration of whatever parameters are out there for you. And also know that overextension is not really advisable because you may feel a sense of burnout as you get to the evening, which for some people is okay because you just collapse and relax. But for other people, it can be an energetic drain. So just know who you are and make choices accordingly. On the 9th, again, the moon is in Aries, and it is a very challenged kind of position for the moon this day. We can wake up, especially early risers, feeling as though there's something that is in our way, a power struggle, authority figure, something that is not lining up the way we want it to. This is a day where it's valuable to confront something that is calling up your own power and inner authority. It may not be comfortable for you. Some of us are much more comfortable working with this energy than others. But for some people, especially cardinal sign people, Aries, Cancer, Capricorn, and Libra, just because of the outer planets, this can feel like a particularly fraught and not very comfortable day. At 3:50 p.m., the moon goes void, of course, after which time it can feel like, oh, the steam is getting let out a little, and it's not quite such hot energy. Really good time to expend yourself, any physical energy, in ways that are comfortable for your body. Do not don't decide, oh, I'm going to do this intense Pilates workout and I've never done Pilates before. Do something that you know how to do and be kind to your body. And at 9:28 p.m., the moon enters the sign of Taurus. And this is when we really want to just recharge, cuddle into something really comfortable, be very kind to your body, and get a good night's sleep. And now I turn it over to Susie.
I always want to be in that place. The quiet cuddle.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. So let's dive into our meditation. I invite everybody to be in a place of quiet, a place of stillness, and take a few deeper breaths. And as we go into this, let's find our strength and our power and our individuality. So as you take a few deeper breaths, bringing the energy now to the solar plexus, to that place which is just at the bottom of the middle of the rib cage there, the sternum, medical name xiphoid process, and just behind there is our stomach. Solar plexus is connected to our energy, to our adrenal glands. And it's connected to our personality, to our ego, to our sense of self. If we are not having enough energy in that area of the solar plexus, we can have low self-esteem. And if it's a little bit too strong, then we can have a little bit too much self-esteem. So we want that to be in a place of balance where we recognize who we are. We have a sense of our abilities, our identity. We have faith and trust in ourselves, in our personality. And just allow that space now to be open. And you can visualize a beautiful ball of light. And the color of this chakra, the solar plexus, is yellow. I like to myself imagine a bright yellow sun that's shining there. That's shining there and sending this beautiful yellow light to every single cell of my body. Sending sunlight, vital health, and healthy personality. And now, as we are in these challenging times of COVID, of restrictions and changes, even if we go to the deeper levels, just as we look into our personality, we'll find that there are many things now that might be triggering us, where we might feel obstacles, where we're forced to do things we might not want to do. A lot of these things tend to hit the personality, and for this is usually the place, the ego, that we respond from. So just feel yourself finding a place of real balance and comfort where you are able to be yourself, to retain the self, the dignity, the awareness, to retain your personality, at the same time bringing in the ability to be flexible, the ability to adapt, the ability to be able to change because of the global situation, the local situation, the day-to-day situation, the minute-to-minute situations as they change around us. And just feel the ego now as something which is the conduit. It is the way that you are able to be in this world. It is the conduit to your experiences, to your feelings, to your expression. And just get in touch a little bit with what is your personality. What is the way that you engage with the world? And just notice if you can bring some more of that yellow light, some more freedom, some more space. If it's a little bit dampened, maybe bring some more fire. If you're a little bit too fiery, then maybe bring in a little bit of water just to dampen it up a little bit so it's not so strong. And just find the balance. What is the way that you would like to be in the world? And what is the way that you would like to be in the world as a member of a group, as a member of a family, as a member of society? Perhaps it's time that we can all find a place of comfort in our personalities where we can be creators, innovators, bringers of peace, bringers of resolution, bringers of wisdom, of knowledge, of intelligence. Now we can all be bringers of creativity. Find that place within your personality now where you can be creative and adaptive, where you can literally fire up and bring ideas and passion to the table, where you can see what's ahead and what's the best way for you to navigate and bring people together. And each and every one of us now, as we go through this global situation together, each one of us is being asked to be adaptable. Each one of us is being perhaps pushed to our limits. And it's a great time for us to be here, really understanding and implementing compassion, helping others, being understanding, listening, not racing immediately to judgment, but listening. So as you take a few deep breaths, just listen to yourself. Listen to yourself for just a few minutes in meditation and listen to what's coming up now for you. How would you like to be here now? How would you like to express yourself? What needs to be expressed? What is it that you are going through that you would like to share with others? What is it that you have, your skills, your gifts, your resources that you would like to share with others? And allow all of these things now to come up to the surface, gently and gracefully, with awareness of others, with respect. And as you take a few deeper breaths, again, sending that beautiful yellow light from the solar plexus out through the mental realm of your personality and the emotional realm, out through the physical realm of your body. That beautiful yellow light now, sending it out to perhaps all of the plants that might be in the room where you're sitting, to the other beings in the room, perhaps to your animal friends, other people. And then send that beautiful yellow light out to all of the beings everywhere, everywhere in the world. May all beings find peace in their personality. May they all find motivation for action. May they all understand themselves and find the place to be adaptable and creative and peaceful. And as you take a few deeper breaths, gently opening your eyes and sending this energy out now to all beings everywhere in a very graceful way, in a very peaceful way, in a very gentle way, but still full of passion and action and motivation. A few deeper breaths, opening our eyes. Wonderful. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Pam. Blessings. Be safe, everybody. And we will be with you next week. Thank you so much.
You can find out more about Susie and her work as a master healer and homeopath on SusieMezzoly.com. And I'm Pamela Cuccinelli, and instead of trying to spell my name, you can find me at insightoasis.com. And that's where I blog regularly about what's going on in the sky and the symbolism of the planets in relationship to what's happening here on Earth. We hope you've enjoyed this recording. Please share it with your friends. If you'd like to donate or subscribe, you can find us at activespirituality.life. Have a wonderful week.